Chapter 4. The Sound of a Shot.
"But Blackheath isn't a violent place, Inspector," Mr. Crowther said. "We've lived here for 30 years, and nothing like this has ever happened before. Of course, there's a bit of stealing sometimes, but never murder. We've always felt very safe here."
Elliot wanted to say that murder could happen anywhere, even in the nicest places, but he only said,
"Hold on, sir. We don't yet know that it was murder."
"Then you think it looked like suicide?"
Mr. Crowther asked.
"That's impossible," his wife said. "Alex would not have killed himself. What reason could he possibly have had?"
"I don't think anything yet, Mr. Crowther," Elliot replied. "I just have to consider all the possibilities, including accidental death."
"Oh, the gun,"
Mrs. Crowther began. She stopped and gave her husband a quick look. There was a silence before Elliot continued.
"Can you tell us about Mr. Fawley's job?" he asked. "You said he had a shop in Greenwich."
"Fawley Antiques," she answered. "It's one of those big antique furniture shops on Park Street, near the Royal Naval College. You must know it."
Elliot had been there once, when he was first married, before Sally's birthday. He had seen a small table in the window, which he knew she would love. With his recent salary rise, he thought he might be able to afford it. But he had been really shocked to hear the price. The young girl assistant had made him feel quite uncomfortable, and he had left quickly.
"Yes, I've been inside," he answered. "But I don't remember seeing Mr. Fawley."
"Oh, he doesn't spend much time there," Mrs. Crowther said. "He doesn't have to. He just chooses the furniture. There's a manager and a part-time assistant who do most of the work."
She was talking of Fawley in the present tense again, as if she could not believe he was dead. She and her husband both looked very tired. Elliot would not get much useful information from them this evening.
"We won't need to stay long," he said, "but I'm afraid we'll have to come back tomorrow. There are just one or two more things I need to know now. Did you notice anything unusual this afternoon?"
The two houses were not attached, and both had thick walls, but it was just possible that the sound of a gunshot next door would be heard here.
"I'm afraid I can't help you, Inspector," said Mr. Crowther. "I was out most of the afternoon. I went for my usual walk after lunch, and I didn't get back till about 4:10. You didn't hear anything, did you, my dear?" he asked his wife.
She seemed to be choosing her words carefully. "Well, I do remember hearing a bang while you were out. I was working, and I didn't really think about it at the time. I paint pictures, Inspector, and my work takes all my attention. There are so many fireworks at the moment that I didn't give it another thought. But I suppose it is rather unusual to hear a firework in the middle of the afternoon."
"What time was this?" asked Elliot.
"It must have been after 3 o'clock, she said. "That's when I started painting. Probably around 3:30.
"Where were you?" he asked.
"In the front room upstairs," she answered. "You can see Alex's front door from there. Oh, why didn't I pay more attention? If someone had come out of the house, I could have seen them."
"Unless they left through the French windows," Elliot said. "Now, I'm afraid we'll need someone to identify the body, to be sure it is Mr. Fawley. You told us he had no relatives when his mother died. Did he ever marry?"
Mrs. Crowther covered her face with her hands. Her husband put his arm round her and answered for her.
No. He had a girlfriend, though. Amanda Grant. I always thought they would get married someday. We've got her address somewhere. I'll go and get it.
He came back into the room and handed Elliot the address.
Please don't contact Miss Grant, said Elliot.
We'll give her the news ourselves. Elliot nodded at Bowen, and they both stood up. They had all the information they were going to get that evening.